At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hour number two of Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 Fan. I'm Matt Scraby. That's Tony Gwynn Jr. Just talked to Sammy Lev. He does not have a 4th of July suit, which is very disappointing in my opinion, because he would be the perfect 4th of July guy. I don't know.
Why aren't you the perfect 4th of July guy?
I'm not a perfect holiday guy at all. Like, I'm not good at the holidays.
That doesn't mean you can't wear a 4th of July suit because you're not a holiday guy.
First off, that means I would have to buy a suit, Tony. Oh, Which leads me to a question I just thought of. When you traveled, did you have to take all of your suits with you?
Aha. Give you a little behind the scenes.
Is there a little shipping?
No. I did forget my earpiece, so I did have to have my daughter next day that to me so that I had it for the trip in Philadelphia. But the rule of thumb is if indeed the weather is over 90-something degrees,
oh,
we go polos.
So, oh, the Padre. This is a Padre rule.
I don't know if it's just a Padre rule. I think maybe it is. I don't know. It might be just a Padre rule. But, yeah, it's not really a Padre rule. It's a producer rule.
Okay.
Jason Lewis, who does our production. He's our director or producer, one or two. I can't remember.
But how much is there talking in your ear during the during the broadcast?
Oh, I would say a fair amount.
Like, what are they telling you? This is so interesting to me.
Okay, well, first, that's the first thing. So, to answer your question,
yes,
there were no suits
polos
because we were in Philadelphia and it was, you know,
yeah,
hot.
Yeah.
Same thing will likely be in St. Louis when I do the games there in August, where it'll be
no one
hell
freak
hot
out.
Right.
We've already talked
exactly
about it.
Exactly. What happens, you know, a lot of times when I have to leave the show early, a lot of what happens is you go over the production. So, like, for instance, when they showed at the beginning of the game, they show the pitch chart where his four pitches are going, right?
Oh, okay.
So
yeah,
we see all those elements before the game.
Oh.
And so you kind of have an idea that what the game is going to have. But during the game, they're in your ear kind of reminding you, okay, this is coming up. Blase, yeah, we're going to do this right after we come back from break. Or, Tony, you're going to bring us in. We're going to talk about the pitch sequence to Cronenworth.
Okay.
And so, you know, they're in your ear constantly. I'll get on the mic. There's something I see that I want them to keep an eye on. So maybe we can put together something, a package later in the game where it kind of illustrates what's going on, kind of setting that up. And those are just some of the small nuances that I'm learning as I do more TV, kind of, you know, because when you get in there, man, you don't want to, it's like you're in somebody else's house, man. You don't want to put your feet on the furniture. You're just kind of there. Just
that's a good way of putting it.
You know what I'm saying? You just want to not mess it up, right?
It's way different when Dave is lording over you.
Exactly. But what you find out is they want your input because it helps enhance the visuals and the different things that come up in that game. And so it's kind of the things that I'm...
TV gives me anxiety.
Who are you telling?
I mean, I guess it's kind of nice that you don't have to think about where to go because they're telling you, they're leading you through it. Like in radio here, obviously,
like
you
one
have to
of the things that I caught myself doing a lot over the last three games is giving you score and count. I don't need to do that as much because
it's there.
It's right on the screen. And so I caught myself about halfway through the first game, and it was like, all right, man, you gotta
break those radio habits.
You don't need to keep doing that.
Yeah, like, that's really funny.
I'm sure
actually.
People are watching, like, why does he keep telling us to score and to count? Like,
because he's a radio guy, okay?
The pitch just happened. We saw the thing go from 1-2 to 2-2. You don't need to repeat that. And so, yeah, those are some of the things that I'm kind of.
TV, I'm going to have to one day see if I can get a little behind the scenes on TV because that stuff really fascinates me.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about this Cleveland Guardians pitcher. His name is Luis Ortiz, and he is on leave right now, Tony, because he's under investigation over alleged gambling. Now, there are, like, we're really breaking this down. This is how closely people are watching these betting bettors, because there's two pitches on two separate days that are in question, and the bet that was made was that first pitch of the third inning will be a ball or hit batsman. And then Luis Ortiz in the video, you go back to the first pitch of the third inning, one of them he spikes it into the ground, and so that bet won. Then another bet a couple weeks later was the same exact bet. And he threw another ball. Now, this ball to the Mariners, when he was playing against the Mariners, it was more of like just a bad pitch. It was low in the zone. It just bounced off the ground a little bit. The first ball got the antennas raised. But if he is found to have been doing this, Tony, he is looking at a lifetime ban.
How are you? So here's what I'm going to require.
Should I explain a little bit more? The reason that they found this is because there was two large, I can't
you
say
take,
large.
Yeah, but say, get your words
there were
right
two
there,
suspicious bets made on these specific incidents, and Luis Ortiz did deliver a ball. So they're saying that's kind of fishy.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I need more evidence other than someone gambled on one pitch, one random pitch in a game, and it turned out to hit. I need more than that.
I don't think that they're going to put him through all this if it's not, like, if they don't have some sort of... What if they got
fine.
The guy who
listen,
made the
no,
bet and
listen,
he
not,
rolled over and
I,
said
listen,
Luis Ortiz did it?
Fine. If that is the case, please bring it forward so that I can make a clear-cut opinion on this. But right now, it's just two random balls, baseballs, that count it for somebody on a prop bet.
But I mean,
you want this to be true?
No,
so
I don't.
Bad.
I don't because I don't like this part of the sport because it's going to lead to worse things.
He's under investigation, right?
Yeah, he is.
They're investigating him.
Yes, they are. He's on leave.
Do they investigate people that turn out not to have done what they're investigating?
Yes, they
okay,
do.
So let's just let this.
So you're
play
saying
out.
Wait?
Yes, let's just let it play out. It looks a little suspicious. Obviously, that's why they're investigating him. But we don't need to form an opinion yet because we don't know.
Because to me,
we know what you think.
To me, it's pretty spot on. Like, who's going to bet on the top of the third inning,
really?
First pitch
Are
being
you really
a ball?
Asking that question?
You think someone's actually going
yes,
to make that bet?
I think people make that bet literally every day.
I remember doing first inning bets, like whether or not there would be a score in the first inning. But
how
Luis
is
Ortiz,
this any different?
Because Luis Ortiz has complete control over the outcome
Hold
of
up.
This
Time
bet.
Time out, though. Time out. Every game. A first pitch of a game is thrown.
Yes.
All of them aren't strikes.
No, they are not.
All of them aren't close to being strikes.
No, but what I'm saying is that when, say, okay, here, I'm making up this situation.
Okay.
There's a loan shark out there, or a sports betting shark out there.
Fine.
And he finds Luis Ortiz.
Sports betting shark out there.
He said, I'm going to put 50 Gs on you to throw a ball in the first.
So has he,
for the first
how's he getting
the
that
inning.
Through DM? Like, is he going to DM him? How is he because I'm sure he knows this is illegal. Like, you're probably, I would assume, trying to go, and I shouldn't even assume, because criminals and people who do this kind of stuff are
very smart. And
they are the opposite of that.
Well, sometimes they're very smart. Sometimes they're very dumb.
Right. That's
so
what I'm saying.
Ortiz could have these text messages on his phone or something.
If that's the case, then you know what? Yes, this is a pretty obvious case. If there's DMs, pretty obvious. It makes it more difficult to refute it. Right now, all we know, Scrape, is that they are investigating him for a suspicious bet that someone else made.
Well, yeah, we don't know, but I would assume it's not Luis Ortiz making a bet under his own name.
I'm pretty sure that already said that he is under investigation for betting. They did this for the other guys, for betting on whatever.
Yeah, Tuca Peter Marcano, banned for life.
They didn't say he's under suspicion. They said he's being investigated for gambling on baseball. And eventually, they said, boom, he bet on baseball. He's done.
He bet, or Tuca Peter bet nearly 400 times on baseball. But
remind me how they caught him, too. It was like pretty much, it was easy to catch him.
I'm not sure how they caught him, actually.
Pretty sure he was not as smart.
And I hate that the Padres are always going to be linked, because it always says lifetime ban against San Diego Padres infielder Tuca Peter Marcano. He was on the team for like 2 days.
He wasn't even on the team when he got in trouble, wasn't he? With the Pirates?
I think he was with the Pirates. But what I'm saying is...
Or did he come back?
He did come back.
Might have been with us then,
huh? No, he definitely was on the team when it happened. But like the bets may have been made while he was with the Pirates.
Yeah.
But... what I'm saying is that Luis Ortiz has full and total control over whether or not to throw a ball. And
so
and
does
someone,
every pitcher.
But someone could be like, they're not going to catch this. Why would they ever catch this? This is so arbitrary and
I
random.
I agree with that. I'm not saying that he didn't do it. I'm just saying, let's let the situation play out.
Spencer says, this station takes money from like 6 gambling sites.
So
what? Like,
what's your point?
I don't understand. Like, we're not complaining about betting right now. We're talking about a situation that could be found to be something happening where a player is manipulating the game so that they can win a bet. That's what we're talking about here. It's not about betting itself. I just think that I'm fascinated by this.
Yeah.
Because the first pitch that he threw on January 15th or whatever wasn't even close. And here's my crazy brain, and this is not proven or anywhere, but someone said, hey, man, you got to make it look a little bit better than
oh,
that.
So, then
second pitch, he throws it. It's closer to the zone. It's just below the zone. It could be conceived as a bad pitch. First pitch looks like something's up now that we're being presented with all this information. The first pitch looks like there's something up.
Listen,
I don't want this guy to go down for this.
I'm not saying that there isn't something up on the first pitch or the second pitch. I'm just saying, let's let it play out.
Brandon says it could be a true fan that knows the scouting reports of the batters that Ortiz was facing.
Could be. He could be a guardian fan.
And he knows that in the bottom of the third inning, he's going to throw a ball to start the inning, and he puts 50 grand
to
on
me,
it.
To me, I see this whole time, that first one you're talking about, that wasn't in the very first inning. It was in the third.
Happened in the second and third inning.
Yeah, so this makes it. Now, if it had been the first pitch of the first game and he threw one like that, I would feel different.
Okay.
But it's the second inning. It's the third inning. Nah, man, I'm not sold yet. I'm not saying he didn't do it, but I want to wait to see what happens.
All I know, if this was Shohei Ohtani, we would be talking about how great he was for throwing that pitch into the ground.
Here we go.
Would totally be that. You know that, too.
No, I don't know that. I don't know that. Let's get to break. More Gwyn and Chris on the other side. No traffic.
Now. We'll get you later.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Data. All right, we're past the betting stuff, which I've been accused in my DMs.
This is silly. You know what I'm saying? The station does what the station does. This is how this whole thing worked, right? Betting companies, it's not just station, it's MLB, it's NBA, it's everybody.
Those are the organizations you should be mad at.
Supposed to quit because the station decided that this was in their best interest? Get out of here.
Man, if I could quit and... Yeah, I would never find another job in sports again because betting is everywhere.
Yeah, it is what it is.
It is what it is. But trust me, we don't want these betting stories to happen. We would much rather talk about.
Matter of fact, we predicted that they would be happening. I didn't even say we predicted. It wasn't that hard to tell that this was going to eventually be something that all the sports were dealing with that accepted it. You didn't have these things popping up, you know, outside of Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe. Right? It wasn't popping up. But now that it's legal, I expect to keep hearing these type of deals happen.
Me too. I mean,
Now, whether Luis L. Ortiz,
why?
Because I remember when the Padres played the Guardians, like, what, fourth or fifth game of the season, second series of the year?
Yeah, and they swept him.
He pitched one of those games. He gave up seven, I believe. And I remember his was like, when, like, the game ends, you know how it usually puts the last name?
Yeah.
It was like Ortiz L.
Okay.
And then
so I looked,
it was like Luis L. Ortiz. So that's what I.
Well, he is under investigation. If he broke any rules, then that's his problem. So he's going to have to deal with that. Right. Home Run Derby starting to get some participants.
Why are you talking like that?
Home Run Derby is getting ready to.
I need to get into my radio host voice. It's Home Run Derby, Tony, up in Atlanta. We have some. Now I don't even know how to talk. We have Cal Raleigh has entered the Home Run Derby.
James Wood
has entered the Home Run Derby. We already knew that Ronald Acuna Jr. would be entering the Home Run Derby. Otani said that he will not be doing the Home Run Derby, which. Come on, bro. This is like LeBron not doing the dunk competition.
Did he do it last year? Otani?
He's never done it, I don't believe. Or
mess up his swing.
So, wait. That's the excuse all the time, and I thought you said it doesn't mess up their swing.
I never said that.
All right.
For some guys, it does. It mentally definitely does. For some guys, it doesn't matter.
Something tells me he would be fine if he did the home run.
He might just be like, "I want some time. I don't want to do that."
I guess that's true too. But he is an all star. He's a starting all star, so he's going to be there anyway.
We haven't talked about Manny yet going in as an all star starter. At least I haven't got a chance to talk about it yet.
Oh yeah, go for it.
I mean, pretty legit.
That is.
I don't think it should have even came down to being as close as it seemed like it was.
Him and Max Muncy.
Yeah, but, yeah.
What does that really mean to a player? Starting an All-Star game.
I think it's an honor. I think especially as you start getting to the age that Manny is, you understand the importance of it. But it is, you know, you don't get the break. You don't get to rest. That's for sure. His day, his All-Star break is basically toast.
Yeah, because he has to go to Atlanta.
Yeah, he's going to go to Atlanta. So fortunately, we're home for a good amount of time before the break. So
from tomorrow
three team homestand, which is super rare.
10 games.
It's our first 10-gamer at home. I think we got one more maybe later on. It might be 9 next time. But he'll fly from here after the game on
Sunday,
head to Atlanta. He'll have to be there for, you know, all the festivities, the red carpet and derby and all that stuff.
Do you think he flies home after the game on Tuesday and then flies back to Washington because that's where you guys are starting?
I would. He might. He got.
I mean, he's got a PJ.
Are you kidding me? You know what I'm saying? He got a PJ. So he
does he. Or
I don't know
if he still
has a place in Florida. If he does, I mean, that would make sense just to slide that way. But if he doesn't, he's got the PJ. Get him back here in decent time. But then he's gonna get right back on the plane and go back to Washington. I don't know that I would want to do that.
Yeah, I don't know that I would want to do that. That's a lot. You guys just did the flight across the country.
Yeah.
And I tracked your flight this morning to see what time you guys got in. And it was 5 hours and 14 minutes.
It was supposed to be 5:05, too.
Oh, so 9 minutes late.
That wind was keeping us slowing us down, man.
The Pineapple Express, I think they call it when you're coming back from Hawaii. Is anybody else going to make the team? Nick Pivetta might have a good chance to make the team.
He might have a shot. They got some bullpen guys that got a shot.
That's true. Robert Suarez still has one of the most
Adam
saves.
Adam has still got good numbers.
Let's talk about Suarez real quick.
Okay.
I am not going to say the fans are calling for a new closer, but is there a point where a manager, and let's take Suarez out of it. Is there a point where a manager has to give him a break from the closing spot if they're struggling a little bit and maybe flip him? Jason Adam goes into the ninth and becomes the closer for a couple games, and Robert Suarez goes to the eighth.
I mean, no, that usually doesn't happen unless a guy is like really, really struggling. I mean, do you want to create turmoil for yourself and your team? If let's say you do that, take him out for a few games, 4 or 5 games, and whoever you insert in there goes 5 of 5, and it looks like clean. You don't think you're creating your own?
You are, but you're winning games now.
You weren't winning games before?
You were, but, I mean, Robert Suarez.
It's only until the 5 of 5 person, X person who's 5 of 5, blows 2 saves, and then what?
Then right you go back to the drawing board.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, how do you, it's if you don't know the role, how are you, you know, you can't get comfortable in it. It's just like a revolving door. If that's the case, let's just try a different closer every time.
I got to think that Mike Schilt, even though he'll never say it and he'll never outwardly look like it, when Robert Suarez starts throwing the high fastball, can't get the ball in the zone, he's got to be like,
I think he literally does that with every pitcher that can't find his zone. When Dylan is cruising through 3 and then all of a sudden gets into the stretch and can't find his zone, I'm sure he's like, damn, wish he could throw some strikes right now.
You don't think he's like hoping for a couple balls
no,
there?
I just don't. I think he thinks that all the time. Or at least when a pitcher's struggling. But I think he also, I think you kind of hit it. He also has the ultimate faith
in
his guys.
So. Oh, he totally does, and he should because he's their manager, and you play better when your manager believes in you. We'll talk more about Kershaw and his 3,000 strikeouts in the Big 5, but he did it last night.
Yeah, man.
And he did it in the 6th inning. He's not pitching bad this year either. So 3,000 Ks. How long did you spend with Kershaw?
Like three years.
3 years.
Yeah.
And you say he's a good guy.
He's a great guy. I love Kersh. And he's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
One of 4 lefties to do it in the history of the game.
They're all in there.
CeCe's
going in this
Steve
year.
Steve Carlton.
Can't remember who the other one
Randy
was.
Randy Johnson.
Yeah. All of them in there.
I mean, so the question that everybody is asking now is who's going to be the next 3,000 K guy?
Good luck.
Because we'll go through some of the list in the Big Five, and I'm not really that great at finding, or not really great at explaining it. But I can't, as much as I want to be like, he's a Dodger, I can't respect this. I have to respect this.
If you're a baseball fan, you respect it.
Yeah, you do.
Even if you're a Padre fan, you respect it. You might not. Yeah, it's not like they're like your number one topic to bring up and talk about.
Like Dave Roberts in the dugout going, yeah, really bothered me a little bit.
I'm sure that bothered a lot of people.
He's like, yeah. Is a 3,000 strikeout. Now, it ended the inning, so the game was over. Like when Manny
the
gets.
The game was over?
Or I'm sorry, the inning was okay, over. Yeah, yeah. So it wasn't like they had to stop like, in the middle
CG'ing,
of the game.
And got it on the last pitch of the game? That's crazy.
Now, when Manny gets his 2,000th hit, because I believe he's at 1995, is that correct?
It's yes, either 94. He's got 95.
So 95. Are they stopping the game to honor him?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know how long that is. I can only go off of what I remember my dad, but this was in 1990. Three.
Things are a little bit different.
Yeah,
back
we
then.
Weren't celebrating like we are now. But I think they'll stop the game. They should. It's 2000. It's a big deal, man.
He's been kind of cruising towards 2000 all season long.
Yeah.
And when he gets to 2000, do you think it's going to happen? It has to happen on this.
It's happened on this homestand. I feel confident.
Because these things always seem to happen on the road.
I will say this, though. You start getting closer, I think inevitably, I saw it with my dad, too. You start trying to make it happen. And, you know, he ended up having to do it in Montreal because he went one for two, and he needed five hits in St. Louis. He got four. And so he was trying to press to get it done, and then he ended up.
Not even your dad could press to get his 3,000th hit.
Not how baseball works. Not how hitting works in particular.
That's not how hitting works in particular.
No,
no it doesn't. Yeah. I just, you have to respect this. Even if you
Manny
don't like
is
the Dodgers.
Going to be, you know, I got asked a good question today. I think it was a great question, actually. It stumped me. I was on with Baltimore, they asked me if Manny ends up getting to 3,000 and 500, is he the greatest Padre ever? I had to sit back. I was like, man, from a number standpoint, it would be more than my dad did.
That would be, I mean, if there's anyone to.
However, I did say it's hard to replicate a guy being a city watching a guy grow up and old all within their,
yeah.
Within the city confines.
It's crazy to believe that Manny's been with the Padres longer than he was with the Orioles, or at least.
I mean, the fact
same.
That we're having a conversation of 3,000, like he's gonna get to 2,000 here soon. How fast can he get another 1,000 hits? We're thinking what, like?
I mean, 200 hits a year.
He's never had 200 hits. A year.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's a lot of hits a year.
So we're talking like what, like 175.
Is he the guy who's going to be, I mean, if any, he
I
could play deep into his career.
I can see Manny playing deep.
To get that 3,000?
I can see him playing long.
I mean, if he becomes a DH only at some point in his career. He's 30 years old, right? Or is he 31?
I think he's older. I think he's 32.
Oh, well, then I'm way off. And then he's an old man. I didn't realize how old he was. He is 32. July 6th, he'll be 33 here in 3 days.
Right.
I'm way off on that one. Anyway, Manny's going to do it during this homestand.
He's doing it during the homestand, for
Which
sure.
Which game do you think? Let's make a bet.
Who we have first?
Rangers, D-backs, Phillies.
He's either going to do it the last game against the Rangers or the first game against the D-backs.
I was going to say that Monday.
Oh.
When we get back, though, 30-mile zone. We got some sports celebrity topics to talk about.
We lost the light. For real.
Lost the light again, and we'll do that when we get back here at 97.3 The Fan.
3:37 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, having a good old laugh about Dave Marks in break.
You know, Dave has been traveling for almost 30 years now.
He has, and at the end of the year, guys, I'm going to share for you a list I've compiled. I won't tell you what the list is, but I think you will all find it funny at the end of the season. It'll just be better that
I got a preview of the list, and it's amazing. I mean, if anybody listened to Get to Know Dave, I think everybody kind of understands Dave's personality a little bit. But Dave's been traveling so much, he's like over it.
And he is. He's definitely over it. He's definitely over it. He's
How has he been this year?
He's been great.
Just cracking the whip all the time?
He definitely has been a little bit more, what's a good word for this?
Producery?
Producery works.
Okay. Like, he's been more of a, like, you guys have to do this type of thing?
Yeah, kind of. He's been really lording over us at a much higher capacity this year.
One of my favorite things about you and Jesse is when you make fun of Dave on the air because he can't respond.
He can't say nothing.
he can't say anything.
Sorry, you don't have a mic, buddy.
Oh, my. Yeah, that is hilarious. Dave Marcus, I tell you what, though.
Dave is a quirky individual. But some of his quirkiness has rubbed off on me.
Really?
I'll give you a good example. So I did TV, the previous series I did TV. You know, when I do radio and I have to do the reads, we make fun of him for his cut job on the papers, that the half sheets of paper he sends us.
I have something for you after this.
Okay. He puts them on this bright orange paper with black ink.
I've seen it.
And I didn't realize it until I had to do a read on the TV side, and it's on white paper. How much easier it is to read the orange. Like, I was like stumbling all over the place on like regular white paper. But the orange paper, man, I killed that. Like, I could see it. It's easy to read.
That is
on the
weird.
TV side, it's like, you know, it's like regular, small, written paper. Like, I'd take for granted some of the quirkiness things that he has actually made my life easier on. Like, he's like, see them? They're big. And the lettering's big.
So this is going to take away what I'm about to say then, because you like the cards now.
I do. I didn't know that I liked the cards until I read a regular one.
I can't remember which game. I was listening to some random radio broadcast of a game recently, and they were talking all about how their producer has switched things into a digital format where they have an iPad sitting in front
of them.
That
might have been us talking about...
No, it wasn't you guys. I know that. But I know that you guys have talked in the past about trying to get some digital offering for you.
I can't remember. I think it might have been Dwayne at Dodgers. He has a digital thing that has each setting in the name of the broadcast. You just hit the button, boom.
Whoa.
Crazy, right?
Would Dave Marcus ever get used to that?
I don't think so.
Dave, I can just imagine Dave being like, I'm never going to get a computer. I can hand him the sheets.
He's very much set in his ways.
Yes, he is. Let's explain what's going to happen here for the rest of the show. Tony has a dinner on the diamond tonight, and so you are going to be taking off. But we did record some stuff earlier before the show just to make sure everybody got their fix in. And right coming up after traffic, we're going to have a 30 mile zone. So that's what we'll do in just a second. But what do you do at this dinner on the diamond?
Talk.
You just go mingle?
No, I mingle at my table.
Oh, okay.
You know, they set us up.
Who's at your table?
I don't know. I find out when I get there.
Who?
I mean, my wife. I know my wife is at the table.
Who have you sat with in the past?
Different people that, you know, do different things around San Diego. You know, some charities.
Okay.
Some, you know, just people who donate their money for the cause. You know, different things. It's not. I don't think I've sat with anybody that's like you would know.
Oh, I was going to say, like, you're not sitting with Wandy Peralta.
No, the players are at their, you know, that's kind of how they do it. Like, you're sitting at a table with such and such, you know?
Because you paid for it, right? The people.
So.
They,
yeah.
The
you,
auction.
Those tables, I don't think you just get to walk in and...
And who's the musical guest?
Table? T.I. is the musical guest tonight.
Rubber Band Man.
Rubber Band. The Rubber Band. Go ahead, Scraby.
I mean, I remember T.I. He was great. He was in American Gangsta.
We had, I think it was Ja Rule and Ashanti a couple years ago. Luda was last year.
That is amazing.
And that was a good one. And right. T.I. this year.
So. All right, well, have fun, Tony. You'll be on the call tomorrow.
I will be.
July 4th. Back on the radio.
Back on the radio.
And
with my
everybody
guy, Jesse
can calm
Agler.
Down.
Yes, yes.
Calm down,
it's all good,
everybody.
Man. It's all love.
All right, we're going to go to traffic, then 30 mile zone on the other side.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart.
like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If you don't know your sports gossip, can you really call yourself a sports fan? It's time to bring together sports and celebrity gossip. We call it the 30 Mile Zone, mainly so we don't get sued by the real company. On 97.3 The Fan.
So this segment is all about sports gossip, one of my favorite segments that we do on the show, and we got some good stuff for you today. Although we do have to start with a very, very sad story. Tony, you're going to have to help me with this name. Soccer star Diogo Jota? He was in a car crash earlier, and he is dead at the age of 28 years old.
I think him and his brother passed away.
Yeah, very, very sad. So I just wanted to mention that because I know people are soccer fans, but 28 is just way too young for anyone to be losing their life. But he had just married less than 2 weeks ago, Tony. And they shared three children together. So very sad, but that is what's happening over in Europe. All right. Let's go to this one now, and it's going to be, there's no real way to switch from that, but you know the woman who does halftime shows, Tony, and she like rides the unicycle and does the
yes, Houston, is usually, they usually have her, yes.
Yes, well, she was at a Minnesota Lynx game, and she fell off the unicycle and severely fractured her wrist.
Ooh.
There's video of it, obviously. You could find it. Sure, but she was doing it Tuesday at the WNBA Commissioner's Cup. And I guess a faulty unicycle pedal was the reason that she fell. And she fell from the top of the unicycle, went down, broke her wrist right there. And it was pretty bad. But her nickname, Red Panda, apparently. Rong Mew is her name. And she's going to be out of commission for a little bit.
I bet. That's a long fall.
That's a long fall. It's like 10-foot unicycle. I mean,
No wrist is surviving that fall.
Who's packaging that unicycle? Come on.
I mean, it's worked for a long time, and she didn't have this issue. So, I mean, clearly, this one is definitely faulty.
Definitely faulty. In China right now, Tony, they have put together the first autonomous soccer game. And what that means is they put a bunch of robots on a field to play soccer, and they're all driven by AI, and it is as bad as you think it would. I showed Tony a clip of this a little bit earlier, and it's really boring, isn't it, Tony?
It reminds me, ladies and gentlemen, for the boys out there, you remember, who are about my age, do you remember the football aluminum machine that you used to turn on and it would vibrate and
yes.
you put the little pieces on there?
Yes.
That's what this reminds. It's like a AI, a human version of that,
like
but
these,
AI.
These robots are just like walking
right.
around.
These almost. Were like mini. Those pieces we played with were mini. These yeah. are like our size doing the same thing.
I keep wanting to call it Rock'em Sock'em, but that's not
no,
what it is.
I can't remember what
it's
the
like
name
electric
of the game.
Football or something.
It might have been electric
There's
football.
There's about a yeah. million people
I,
out there
I
screaming
still,
at
I
us.
Still remember when my dad, when I opened that for Christmas. It was like the best gift ever. until I started to play with it and the guys weren't moving the way I wanted them to move.
Okay. I mean, that game was all about just wherever
just
they went, right?
Right.
Like, there was no skill
There's
to
no
it.
There's no skill at all.
I guarantee you lots of people lost money on that game back in the day. But if you're curious about this, just type in Chinese robot soccer match, because that's what I did, and you can see this video. It is bad. These robots are not ready for the prime time. The next thing. Tony, are you a Madden guy still?
I want to say that I am, but I'm not.
Okay, I'm not either. Well, I bought the game 2 years ago.
Bought it 2 years ago as well.
And it didn't have a great franchise mode. And they took away franchise mode for a few years. And so people were very angry. They've been asking for franchise mode back because that's what a lot of people play.
That's how I got my start.
Franchise mode is going to be back in Madden 26, but it's going to get a complete overhaul.
Uh-oh.
Like, it's going to be intense. Like, you have to choose coordinators when you...
Oh, you've always had to do that, though.
Yeah, but they're going to make a difference now. Like, if you choose a bad coordinator, you're going to have bad offense.
Oh, okay. So, okay. I
yeah.
see what they're
and
doing.
And when you start...
It used to didn't really matter. It just
no,
opened up the playbook a little bit for you.
I always used to go to the most expensive guy and just buy him real quick, but... The other thing in the Madden 26 franchise mode that people are talking about is the differences in some of the games throughout the year. So they have now, Tony, three separate announcer crews doing Madden 26. So they have Thursday Night Football crew. They have a Monday
night. In the game?
In the game.
That's dope.
So when you're going through franchise mode and you're playing
on
in
a Thursday night,
in a primetime game, you will get new announcers.
I like that.
To
I
kind
like,
of feel like
I
you're
like
a part of it.
I like that a lot.
I do too.
That's big time.
That is big time. But Madden is going to be coming out here very, very soon. Now, the other thing that they are talking about is a lot of people are unhappy with the online play, which is something that I have been unhappy with, but they're going to try and fix it, apparently. I'm not sure exactly what was wrong with the online play other than that little kids just yell at me while I'm playing. I mean, have you ever done the online play in Madden, Tony?
I don't do online.
Okay, well, I did, and it was just this, like, 12-year-old that I couldn't figure out how to turn him off. He was like, ha, 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 no. Sacked!
There's too
sacked!
Much, there's too much of that going on.
Yeah, so hopefully they can fix the online play, but there you go about the Madden. Magic Johnson put out, I don't know if he put it out, there is, he's renting a yacht that's $6 million per month. And here he is on his yacht, Tony. He is doing the treadmill.
Is he renting it out for a month?
I don't know what he's doing, but he's on vacation, and he has one of the biggest and best yachts you have ever seen.
To be fair, he does this. Him and his wife go on this trip every year.
Okay.
And I think I've seen him on a yacht. I don't know if it's this particular yacht, but he do this, I think, as a part of her birthday or anniversary. One of the two that they...
He said it just says
vacation.
It's
a vacation. But he get these pictures every year. When if you're following him on Instagram, you can see the kind of digs they got.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It is 100% amazing.
He's not lacking in finances here. I mean,
no.
He's doing all
no,
right
he's
for
doing
himself.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I think it's funny because the video shows him just on a treadmill in the middle of like a 150-foot yacht in the middle of like Italy or
something. Gotta get that work in.
All right, tomorrow, Nathan's hot dog eating contest. And Joey Chestnut is back in it. He was allowed back in after not being allowed to compete last year. Patrick Bertoletti, though, is going to be challenging him because last year he ate 58 hot dogs and he wants to eat 60 this year. He thinks And as TMZ, oh my gosh, Tony, TMZ Sports wrote this. With the champ telling TMZ Sports he hopes to eclipse 60 tube steaks this July 4th. Never heard of a hot dog called a tube steak before.
That just sounds terrible.
It does. But do you think you could? Do you think he can eat 60 hot dogs? He ate 58 last year.
Yeah, of course.
Anybody going to be able to take down Joey Chestnut, though?
No.
The answer, no. You're right, is no.
Who wants to, but clearly people do.
It's the
I don't want to keep talking about
it. Sorry.
The dip in the hot dog in the water. I can't do it, man.
That's what I was about to say. All right. That's it for today's 30-mile zone. I'm trying to look and see if there's anything else fun out there before we get going, but no, not really. Tom Brady has a girlfriend, apparently, if you care about
good
that.
Good for Tom. Don't care.
PETA was planning on protesting the Nathan's Hot Dog Contest.
Is there any real animals being hurt in that? I mean, is...
No. We don't really know what a hot dog
that's
is.
That's my point. That's so what I'm getting
we're
at.
Not sure. We're not sure. Anyway, that's it. All right. There's a PETA mascot, by the way. Tommy Tofu. I don't think anybody...
Shout out to PETA.
I don't think anybody needed that right there. Nobody needed that. All right. That's it for the 30-mile zone. When we get back, we are going to update you on today's... Or I'm going to update you on today's news here on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.